This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on livestock markets. The trade had been anticipating that peak hog slaughter had been seen and there would be some reprise ahead in hog numbers. Not according to the USDA hog count. They are just going to keep right on coming with 4% more market hogs as far as the eye can see. It's a good thing that weights are down. As far as I'm concerned, moderation in farrowing intentions is baloney too. They are going to run farrowing operations near capacity and continue to see productivity gains. There's no let-up here or response to lack of profitability. Producers were hedged, although hedging opportunities may become more difficult to come by as it becomes apparent that producers will not curtail farrowings. It is not always what report numbers are, but how the market responds to it that's important. The ability to shake off the bearish hog report numbers on Tuesday's trade was constructive. Industry structures had a lot to do with profitability. Integrated producers are making money as they sell pork. The big producers like the Mashoffs get sweetheart deals, paying premiums above the commodity hog market. Basis the hog report, the one hog too many production strategy being implemented by integrated producers, looks like it was going to go to two or three hogs too many. They are building more kill capacity to catch the increased production. At some point, they will allow independent producers to get just a little bit of profit so they will not quit. Integrated producers are able to buy half the hogs they need below the cost of production because the hogs they produce keep the market well supplied. They are selling pork cheap enough, both wholesale and retail, to keep channels clear, just not a high enough price for hog producers to make money. Total pork and cold storage was off 7%, so we have had record slaughter and pork is not backing up in the freezer. I think that Mexico is building up some ham stocks pre-Trump for the new wall that may get started next year. Demand is good, but remember that it's being helped by the low prices that have been low enough to even offset currency exchange headwinds. The question then becomes, can they sell this much pork at higher prices? I expect that it will not go as well. The cattle and feed report was friendly because of strong marketings at 117%. Weights were off 5 pounds too, so the front end has gotten more current. I still see beef as struggling competitively against pork and poultry. Beef and cold storage is up 4% versus a year ago, while pork was off 7% and poultry was off 4%. Both pork and chicken are winning sales over beef in the meat case. The beef market has still not gotten down to the same market clearing levels as is pork and chicken. Both beef packers and retailers are still retaining too much share of the proceeds that are not being passed on to consumers where demand is being fought over. This battle in the meat case for market share is going to extend into 2017 as neither the pork or poultry industries are relenting on growing production. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Weekend weather was weird in northwest Iowa. I don't remember such rain and ice for Christmas before. It just poured here and then it freeze-dried in a gale. The outside corn piles got soaked again. Looks like much more normal weather for this week. The bulls got Thanksgiving and the bears got Christmas in the soy complex. The markets were looking for favorable weather in South America ahead of Christmas. So the deviation or change in the forecast for South America was good for a turnaround Tuesday. They are now touting dry conditions in northeast Brazil. They also went from too dry to some flooding in parts of Argentina after heavy rains over the holiday. This may delay their finishing planting. No La Nina evident there. They planted early in the Mato Grosso, so there will be some early harvest starting next month. That gives them the opportunity to give short-season corn a longer growing season. The gut shot of the reproductive phase for South American soybean and corn crops is February, so the crop is not made yet. Even the most conservative crop analysts, however, were increasing the size of expected production estimates pre-Christmas. We purchased the months of December and January to add to the free month of February for our crop insurance guaranteed soybean price and an add-on buy-up to the standard revenue insurance policy. The average was at 10.13 and may get pulled down a few cents lower, but there are only 3 trading days left to go. 10.10 would be $1.25 above last year. We think that would buy additional soybean acreage. The USDA is looking for 85.5 million soybean acres, up 1.8 million from last year. The extreme estimates are looking for something closer to 90 million acres, as the soybean corn price ratio recently hit 2.7, which looks to be an all-time record ahead of the season. It will make farmers who typically plant corn on corn rethink how they can justify that. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.